Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
So we are taking your calls on 13, 12, 16. If there's anything you want clarity around, Michelle, are you there?
I'm here, yep.
Michelle wants a little bit around finance. Is that right, Michelle?
It is, yes.
Okay, so I want you to think about your finances, Michelle, and just let me know when to stop shuffling, hon.
She wants the moolah.
Okay, yep.
I've got blessings in disguise around it, so it's tended to go through your fingers a little bit like water at the moment, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Okay, because I do see you struggling to hold on to some. And it's funny because you've not got any more and you've not got any less, but it just seems to be going through your fingers right now.
Yeah.
I've got on the horizon there are opportunities for you to invest. They're telling me that there is an expense coming up and it doesn't feel like it's Christmas, so I need to make that very clear. There's an a financial sort of, they're saying it as a loss, but I've got it as an expense. So there's a financial expense coming up early January that you're unexpected of. So just be aware of that. So maybe start trying to retain some of that finance around you at the moment for early January. But having said that, I get the feeling after January, you've got it pretty cruisy.
Okay.
Okay. So you're actually, I've got you're putting money aside for something. Is this for property or something like that?
Oh, yeah, renovation.
Okay, yeah, because I'm seeing money go aside and it feels to me like it's to do with property. So this expense may very well be to do with that as well, but I've got it as an unexpected thing. So just be aware that there might be a hit that you'll take in January, but after that, everything will be fine.
Okay, so go down and then up.
Yes, pretty much. But I've got ambitions achieved around it, so this tells me that it's a good thing overall.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so good luck with it.
Enjoy the big bills in Jan.
I will.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Michelle. We're live on the air, 13, 12, 16. You've called through for Roxanne. What's your name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, what's your question for Roxanne?
I'm just wondering about my career.
Okay, so think about your career and what's going on with it, Rebecca, and just let me know when to stop shuffling, hon.
Okay. Yep.
All right. The sense that I have around you, I've got joy coming in around your career and it feels to me like you've had this hard slog. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got this joy coming out of the hard slog. So this tells me that there's rewards around career because of the effort you've put in. They're telling me, though, you've got to be not afraid to leave the past behind because I do have that the future is brighter for you. So are you thinking about changing positions?
Yes.
Okay, so this tells me that through your hard slog that you've been doing, you've come to the end of it and you're going to look for something new which is going to come through for you and I've got that is the reward. So in other words, you're moving into another position that you're going to be more acknowledged for the hard work and dedication that you have.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got the Empress around you. So she brings in abundance, material security and protection. So that tells me that you can't make a mistake right now with choosing this direction. Okay. So don't reflect over it and don't put your fear into whether you'll get something or won't and all that sort of stuff that you do with your head because you're in your head and you're creating more fear than is necessary.
Okay.
Thank
you. No, thank you.
And my voice just went.
Good luck with that, okay, Rebecca?
Thank you.
Thank you to Jimmy, who called through on 13, 12, 16. For Roxanne, he wanted to know about his business heading into 2018, and it looks like it's going to be fruitful, Roxanne.
It is. So it's, with all these changes that are going on, it's like everyone's got that nervousness about what's to come. And the thing is, it's like, you just got to ride it. Just got to ride it with ease and grace rather than worrying about it because everything will fall into place exactly as it should.
That's right. Now, look, we are getting clarity around things for whoever wants it this morning on 13, 12, 16, and Nicole's called up. Nicole wants to know, after a pretty rough year, what next year's looking like in the way of love. Is that right, Nicole?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so, Nicole, take a think about what's going on with your love life and what's happening with it, and just let me know when to stop shuffling, hon.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so they're saying trust in your intuition. It's funny because they're telling me you're much, much wiser now. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so they're saying trust in your intuition. I've got successful conclusions in wrapping this year up. So this shows me that you're going to put a nice little neat bow on it and it's going to be able to be put aside. So that tells me that what you've gone through this year, you won't have to go through next year.
Okay.
In the initial stages, they're telling me that there's some juggling for you, but it does show me that you'll be able to master that as well, because you are defining and refining your skills as far as juggling is concerned now also. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so this is also telling me that there's definitely balance and harmony in the world of love for you. I feel about March is when you're really, really going to feel that complacent or sort of that comfort with it. So just know that around March is when you're going to feel much more at ease with what's happening in your love life.
Okay.
Yep. So good luck with it, hun.
Get it, girl.
Tie it up in a nice little bow, leave it behind in this year and you'll be fine next year.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for that.
Let's go straight to the calls on 13, 12, 16. Simon, you've been studying for 12 months. You want to see the finish line. What's your question for Roxanne?
Just want to know what possible careers are and if they're going to look good for me.
Okay, so the feeling that I've got is you're coming out of this study with qualifications, aren't you?
Yes.
The sense that I have with it, though, is I don't actually see you working directly with the qualifications that you have. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yes.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going, well, why have you studied that?
Oh, wow.
Okay, so this tells me that there is definitely work for you, but again, not in affiliation per se with what you've studied. But I do feel that you're going to do further study next year, which is then going to actually be more worthwhile for you to then work with.
All right.
So, but you will get work, but just not with what's affiliated with the study that you've just recently done.
No worries. Well, that was my next plan anyway, more study.
So. Okay. So, yeah, I do have other study and I feel that that's going to be more lucrative for you as far as the end result and working with that.
All righty. No worries.
So good luck with it, Simone.
Thank you.
Take care.
So now we got Lisa. Lisa, you want to know about a certain settlement in 2018 and the outcome of that. Is that right?
That would be great, yes. Thank you.
Okay, so I need a little bit more information around that, Lisa. So can you just think about your situation and let me know when to stop shuffling, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The reason I need that little bit more information is because they're telling me it will go in your favour but not giving me any details. Okay. So when I'm looking... What was that? Sorry.
That's fantastic. I just want some clarity.
Yeah, because I just sort of wanted that little bit more information about how it's going to go in your favour and what sort of hardship you're going to have to go to in order to get through that. I do have it. You have to take risks along the way here. So this is definitely telling me that you have to just go with your instincts and feel where do you have to take those leaps. Does that make sense? Because I've got, this is going to be completely the breaking down of the old conditions and rebirth of new. So this is definitely changing every aspect of your life through this settlement.
It is. Okay. Thank you so much, Roxanne.
So take that leap. It will go in your favour, but definitely know and trust in your instincts as to where to jump and when to jump.
Okay. That's great.
So
Thank you. Good
luck with that,
Lisa. Okay, and now we got Tracy. Tracy's new to the area. Looking for work.
Hi.
Tracy, meet Roxanne. Roxanne, meet Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. I feel like I'm in a wind tunnel.
Hi, Roxanne. How are you?
Ah, that's a bit better. There you go. It's like, whoa, hang on, I can't hear myself.
I thought she was skydiving.
Is this going to land well?
So you wanted to know about what, sorry? About where
if
work?
If I'm going to get a job, I've been trying and just rejection after rejection.
Yeah,
so I'm wondering
if... I do feel February for you, and I know that seems a long way away, but I do have aspects coming up between now and then that's going to give you some reprieve. So I do feel that you might have some casual work here and there, depending on what you're willing to do, of course. But I do have that there is some income that will come in between now and then. But your full-time work is not going to come until around February of next year, unfortunately.
Okay.
So just know that there is some work between there and now, but I think it's going to be dependent on what you choose to do and how you choose to walk that. So the problem that I'm seeing with this is there's nothing, I think you're trying to make it about what you might be doing wrong interview-wise, and I really don't feel it's anything to do with your CV or how you're interviewing or anything like that. I think it's just the situations that you're going into.
Okay.
Okay, yep. So just know...
That,
your right job is not going to be until February, but you'll have other stuff between now and then.
Okay, excellent.
Okay. Tracy, enjoy the holidays.
It's a good life.
Thanks,
enjoy
Trace.
Christmas and New Year's. No, do it. And then...
And you'll find that it'll just come.
Yeah.
Stop stressing about it and just believe that there's something there for you most definitely.
You don't have to worry about having to get up to go to work, you know, and you can enjoy the festive season and then into the nitty-gritty in Feb.
Get loose. Thank you, Tracy.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, Hit 105.5.